Today's daf is daf Ayin Dalet. This is the last volume of the Masechta, the fifth and final volume. It means we are around 3 weeks away from the Siyum, a little less.
It's 2 weeks from Sunday.
2 weeks from Sunday, okay, so 2.5 weeks away.
I'm actually going to China, so.
All right, miss you.
That Sunday. Not a Shabbat.
Okay, fine. Right. So the Mishnah says in the top of Ayin Dalet, Amun Aleph, Shomeris Yavam, Li Yavam Echad. Bein l'shnei yavam, sorry, shomeris yavam, bein liyavam echar, bein l'shnei yavam. So shomeris yavam, the woman who's waiting for the yavam, whether it's one yavam or two yavam, who are supposed to either make a decision of doing yibam with her or doing chalitza. So while she's in the status of shomeris yavam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yefer, that he can be Yefer. It sounds like either by the one yavam or the two yavamim could be made for her nadarm. A certain level of nisun that already exists, the zika that already exists, shas misa of the husband, already passes something over, zechus over to the brothers. Only if one of them is yavam, because then there's a strong zika, because he's the only one. He has those exclusive rights. But if they're two yavam, he argues, no. Since you're not sure who's going to make that decision of either performing the yibum, it's really in limbo, and neither one have any rights, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Comes on Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo le'echad lo l'shnayim, neither one, and seemingly the argument about how strong this, whether there is Zika or how strong the Zika is, and Rabbi Kiva says, even if there's one Yavam, still the Zika is either doesn't exist or not strong enough to allow him to have the rights to be made for her Nadar. So three-way machlokas. Let's see, the Ron says the Gemara is going to explain, basically. So the Ron says, the Mishnah continues to say, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'im Isha Shekana Hu La'atmo, Harehu Meifir Nidara, Nidreha, Isha Shekna Lo Min Shemaim, Eino Din Sheifir Nidreha. So Rabbi Eliezer says, he's trying to explain his Shita, that whether it's one or two Yavamim, they should have the right to be made for Nidara. So what the Sfar is, if a woman who she buys her, who he himself buys, that the husband buys her, acquires her and marries her, he has the ability to do mefer, even though it's only ma'isi, the adam, only it's a man-made acquisition. So something that's hikna mishamayim, which would seemingly have a stronger level of acquisition, that the mishamayim, that with the misa of the husband, there forms this bond of zika automatically mishamayim to the yavam. So certainly that yavam should have a stronger, not stronger, but it should at least have equal strength, and the yavam should have the right to be made for the nadar. That's Rabbi Eliezer Svara. Rabbi Kiva, Amala Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva responds back, lo, not true. Im amris be'isha shekana hu la'atmo, shein lachem barushus, when a man acquires a woman through kedushin, so then he has exclusive rights to her. Tomer be'isha shekna lo min shemayim sheish lachem barushus, when a woman is being acquired min shemayim to a yavam, others have rushus. So what others have rushus here, though? Let's see the... But even in the case of one person, he said...
The last one here. Rabbi
Yeshua's
going to say something coming right up.
Okay, so I see he's going to qualify that. So, question, but what's Rabbi Kiva? So, I guess the point, I guess we're assuming, let's see what Rabbi Yeshua says first. I'm going to let Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva, Dvarecha b'shnei yavamim. What you're saying makes sense when the two yavamim, where there's two people who have rishus, so then there's competing individuals, so therefore there's no hafara. If there's only one yavam, so then he has exclusive rights. It's no different than a normal kedushin. So you should admit that one yavam, he should have the right to be made for nadarm. And that's talk of the position of Yeshua, that if there's one yavam, that yavam has the right to be made for nadarm. So Rabbi Kiva's final response is, Amar lo, ein ha-yavama gemura li-yavam kishem sharusa gemura li-isha. So what does the girsa do for us? It just takes out the word liyavam. So ein ha'yavama gemura kishem sharusa gemura lisha. He says no, it's really a different reason. The point is not because others have, maybe others have rishus, but the yavama, really the zika that takes place after misa, is not as strong as arusa. When a person performs arusin, there's a really strong bond between the two. So therefore, that the arus has the right to be made for the nadarm. But the case of the misa, the zika is not strong enough to give him the right to be made for the nadarm.
Yeah, but this answer has nothing to do with the... Not nothing to do, but it's from his first statement.
So if you look at the Rashi...
You don't learn the second statement.
So if you look at the Rashi, you see the Rashi, the Amar lo, Ein Hayavama Gemur Le'isha?
Yeah.
She'im Ba'alezar, meaning another individual, ain niskal shein ba lo din arusa lo din ishes ish vein chayv maleha ela lav de lo tzia ishes hames. So not that others have rishus, but others are not as usher to a case of a zika as opposed to the case of erison. The bond isn't as strong.
Okay, so it is one.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the interesting three of machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the case of Yibum after the death of the husband, whether or not it's one or two Yivamin, they have the right to be made from the Darm. Rabbi Akiva is the opposite extreme, that neither case can be made from the Darm by the case of Yibum because it's not a strong bond. And Rabbi Yeshua is in the middle, that if it's one person, that one person, one Yavam, that's a strong bond, it gives them the right to be made for the Nedarim. But if it's two or more, then there is no strong bond, and no one can be made for the Nedarim. So Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva, Saber, Ein Zika. Right, remind us back of the Sugis and Yavamah. So Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no Zika, and since there's no Zika, when the husband dies, nothing has been created to make any attachment between the Shomer Yavam and the Yivama, the Yavam. But, and Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yeshika, Rabbi Yeshua thinks there is Zika when there's one individual, when the husband dies, that creates his bond to the one Yavam, to the Shomer Yivama, and that creates a Zika that gives him the right to be made for the Nadarim. Ela Rabbi Eliezer, my Taima. What's the Svar Rabbi Eliezer? E Savar, Eish Zika, if he holds that there is Zika. Well, in Brera, if there's Zika, that's fine, there's Zika, but if there are two people, there's no Brera, there's no decision who is going to make who's going to step up to the plate and perform the...
You said it's they're in Brera, or the Gemara says...
Well, all right, what we want to know, is that Hashita in general?
Right, because some people hold Yesh Brera, some people hold
right.
Brera. Or he's just saying that the fact that the Gemara says, well, they're in Brera. Because
right.
There would be Brera, because the fact but it could be, because what happens is that it could be that this guy is Mefer, and then the Ishima ends up marrying the other guy.
Right, so you have to assume that there's Ein, well, right. So therefore Ein Brera at this point.
Ein Brera.
Right.
Cannot say that, you know, if he would...
Yeah, well, let's maybe read through the Rambam here.
Is Ein Brera the way we typically use the
term? Right, maybe it's not.
It may just mean, like, he hasn't chosen which one, and therefore, how could he say he does both?
Right.
You know, like, because he's saying he could do it even if there's another Yavam that has this one. So how could it be both ways? That neither of them chose, but either of them can do it. How could they both have
so the call to do it? אחד היבמים ובר הדבר למפרע שהוא היה יבם המתים לתפידה ואיך אם כן ייתכן שכל אחד מן היבמים יכול להפר נדריה. If you say that both can do it, then it's clear that there is, it's not that it ain't Breira, because one of them for sure would not marry her.
So it does mean Breira.
It seems that it could mean that, yeah.
Not a Breira in the typical sense.
It seems that it could be on the typical sense also.
But even if you hold that there is Brera in general,
in this case, Emperor,
they didn't make a decision, right?
Right. Because for sure one of them won't marry her.
Right. So I don't think this weighs in to the regular.
To the regular Machlokas, right? Maybe
13. Okay, let's read a little further here. So again. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Zika, so therefore Shemesh Yavam and the Yavam have no connection to each other, therefore there's no Hafara. Rabbi Yeshua thinks that there is Zika, and therefore there is an automatic bond that's created, and therefore the Yavam does have the din of Hafara. But Rabbi Eliezer, who holds only that even if there are two people, they're still going to they'll have the rights to do Hafara in partnership. The question is, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? If he holds that there's a Zika, that it's a bond that's created in Brera, but they haven't made a decision. So if the two Yavamim, so there's not a Zika, we can never have Zika for two Yavamim, so how could there be Zika for two Yavamim? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Ami Kigon Shasa Ba Maimer. Where one of them did Maimer, they did the Kedusha Midir Banan, which takes a certain effect. But Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Loki Be Shamed Amar Maimer Kona Kinyan Gamar. And he holds that when there's a Maimer, it's a real Kinyan, a full-fledged Kinyan, and therefore has the right to perform the Hafara, even when there are two people. But it's not going to be in partnership anymore. It's going to be that person, that individual, that Yavam, who had performed the mimer. So before we, let's read a little further. I want to do this right on the bottom. It seems interesting. But let's read a little further. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lecha Hani Mila Bechad Yavam. It only works if there's one Yavam, that one Yavam performs the mimer, that the mimer is a kin and gamar of Al B'Shnei Yavamim Lo. But if there are two Yavamim, mimer seems to be ineffective. Mi'ikim Midi Dechi Asi Achu Asar Le Bebiya Obigita Umefer. So there's going to be a situation where the brother comes and prohibits her with a bia or with get, and he's going to be made for her? What does that mean?
Even if you do mimer, and he comes along, the brother, and he goes ahead and gives her a get, or he has bia with her.
All that's going to prohibit the first one.
That undermines the first brother's kalachara.
So we see that it's still possible that mimer can be undermined, that it's not as strong, it's not so much a kin and gummer. The Shammah statement was only when there's no other brothers to talk about, so then the mimer is done, and it's really, it's binding. But with the two, who would ever say that? So what would the response be? Let's read a little further here. Well, let's read to the end of the Amr, then we'll try to fill in some of the gaps. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva Savar Ein Zika. Rabbi Kiva holds that there is no Zika, and that's why the Yavaman had no rights to be made for the Nadarm. Ula Rabbi Eliezer, the Amr. Oh, fine, so that's. Why are we repeating that again? Didn't we say that? I'm not sure why that statement's here again. I'm not sure this is a continuous flow.
It says.
Again, he's also responding back to Rabbi Eliezer. He just holds across the board that there's no Zika. Okay.
Even by mimer, I guess that's what we're... Is that the point?
Even by mimer, I guess. Aha, maybe. Okay.
Even by one with mimer.
Fine. Let's read a little bit more of the Gemara. The Gemara now says, Ula Rebbe... Eliezer, perhaps it should be Elazar. Right. Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Maimr Beis Shammai Ein Kone El Lidchos Bitsara. He holds Beis Shammai, who holds of a Maimr's Kone. It's not a real full-fledged Kenyan. It's much more diluted. And all it does is it knocks away any the other Tsaros, Lidchos Tsara, to push off. I don't remember the whole case here. So if there's a sister from the Yibum. Her sister. I don't know the whole chart here, but it's much more diluted. All it does is push off one of the tsaros. So Ma'ik Lemer, how are you going to explain Shita's Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah? How could he allow, if they're two Yuvamim, for either one or both then to perform Hafara? So Gemara says, Hach b'mayaskinan kigon she'amud b'din b'ischayv lo b'mizonos. A situation where probably the first, who's amud b'din, in which case? Let's see the Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, "Kigon she'amud b'din," two lines up from the bottom. Mishalsa b'maimer, when he did a mimer with her, the yavam shezu tavasa b'din, so she had brought him to beis din. Mipnei shelo hayam miyam b'avichayva beis din dinaseila baruch dichayva b'mizosev tarshtadar v'chadar pinchas. So he says that he performed mimer and she's just sitting there waiting by herself, and the yavam's not coming to perform any. He's not coming to complete the nesuin. And she needs food. In such a case, she brought him to a bezin. He ran away, but he's chayv to pay mizonos. So since she chayv mizonos, pack to the gemara now. Again, halach maskin and kigon she'amud b'din v'schayv lo mizonos u'kter pinchas mishmei deravad amar kol noderes al das b'ilo hinidar. So she, even though they weren't married yet, but since the responsibility of the basin requires him now, the yavam, to start supporting her, so she views it as a real kedushin, a real nesun. And when she took the nether initially, she had in mind that he's going to be either agree to it or disagree to it. And that's why the Yavam has a right here. It's a very interesting Okimta. Okay, let's read through the Ran here, and then we'll just review again this Gemara, because it's a bit confusing. So the Ran says on the bottom, let's go to from the Gemara, where the Ran says, Bishlama Rabbi Kiva Ksavar Ein Zika. Rabbi Kiva held that in the case of Shemesh Yavam, whether it's one or two, neither one have the rights to be made for Nadarm. Says the Ran, She Yavama Zekukul Yavam Lo Alima So the Ran already he kind of changes the perspective of Ein Zika. He's not saying Ein Zika at all. It implies that there is Zika. It's just not strong enough. Lo Lima. It's not strong enough like Erisin to allow them to have Hafara, but it still has some effect. Okay, that's point one. Then the Ran says, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yesh Zika, he holds that there is Zika. And the other Abba, Alima Tfei Meirsin, it's actually stronger than Erisin. Dehavi Kiknusa, it's a further stage in the marriage than that of Erisin. Umshim Hachi Yefer Yavam Lechude. And that's why Yavam, if there's one Yavam, that one Yavam may be made for the Nadarm. Dehash Jahachi Kasakadaicha, that's the Havmina at this stage. Mihu, says the Ran, Ein Breira, there's no decision here. Dehecha the Shnei Yavamim, Ein Breira Lemishu Lemihi Zikuka. Now, when it comes to two, we don't know who is going to make that decision, who she's zakuk to. Will Lemi tell Isha who she's ultimately going to be married to? Mishum Hachi, Afilu Shneim, Einu Yichol Hafer. But if there are two people, then Rabbi Shua thinks Hafar won't work. Dehechem de Bishasa Hafarasan, Ein Baru Lanu Mihu Isha. Since in the moment of Hafar, we don't know who's going to be the wife, the husband yet, Ein Hafarasan Klum. Rachman Amar Isha Yikimanu Isha Yifrenu. Only the husband, the Beinan Shehe Yadua B'Shasafar. We have to know who it is. It's not going to work L'Mafreya. V'chein Kaz Rashi Zalva Perek Dal Achim V'Sugi D'Shmaisa Hadasam Masailer. Fine. So that's how you pass. V'chitema. If you're going to say Heich Amar Rabbi Yeshua Saver Dezika Knusadamia, how could Rabbi Yeshua hold that Zika is like marriage? D'Halo Ashkan Damar Hachi Ela Rabbi Oshaya. Aliva de Rabbi Shimon. There's only one person who holds that way who has such an extreme position, and that's not Rabbi Yeshua. V'asosiv hasam breish parakreitz mivamos, and he's actually rejected that one opinion. Yiklameimar delav migufei demilsa asosiv elamai demfarish la aliva de Rabbi Shimon. Whatever it wasn't, the actual statement wasn't rejected. It's that which was explained as rejected. I don't know that sugi there. Mihu anem atzil lameimar desfir le Rabbi Yeshua hahu taima. So perhaps Rabbi Yeshua holds that svar. Okay, he's pointing out there's a very difficult Gemara. You have to work out how Rabbi Yeshua is going to end up saying it's Kiknusa. You have to work it out. He doesn't really say much to give the answer. But Inami, maybe he suggests, Ki Amrina Rabbi Yeshua, the Kasavar Yesh Zika, Lav Lamemar de Lehevi Kiknusa. When we hold Rabbi Yeshua thinks that there's Zika, you don't have to take it to a really far extreme level that mamish like marriage. El Dehavi Karuso, Umei for Beshutvis. Maybe you could say it's equal, of equal strength, to Erisin, and it works b'shutvus with the father. V'afagav de bereish hachsugya sfir lan de yefer lechudei kamer kenuchel kaman. Even though initially we assume that the husband, this yavam, had the full exclusive rights and that partnership, hachi parch. That's what the question was. Bishma top of ayin dalam and beis in the ran. Bishma Rabbi Yeshua ikal lekimi milsa the name of the mefer b'shutvus kamer de zika krusa b'chashiva. El Rabbi Lazar my taima. Fine, so I don't get the way same at that point, but maybe it doesn't really mean Kiknusa, it means Beshutvis. And finally, he says, I'll review the three answers in a second. Inami, Svirle, Yesh Zika, Vahavi Karusa, O Kinesua, Filhachi, Lishnei Vamim, Lo Sagadein Brera, Vien Zika, Fil Vachad Namilo. Okay, so he's basically saying, he's trying to understand the position of Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says Zika. Either Zika means it's Mamish Kinesuin, and therefore he has full rights on his own to be made for the Dharm without the partnership of the husband, or the father rather. Problem with that is you have to deal with the Gemara and Yavamas, which seems to say there's one opinion who holds that Zika's Nisuin, and we don't seem to hold it that way. What?
And it's not him.
Right, not him, and the one who holds it is rejected. So he works that out. Or he holds no, that Zika's Kerisin, and he only could do it with the partnership of the father, which he says not, doesn't seem to be the simple reading of the Gemara here. It sounds like he himself could do it exclusively, but you have to maybe reread that. That may have been rejected in the Maskana. The Arus could do it with the father.
But it doesn't necessarily mean, is it because the Perek is talking about Nara, or why? Because it could be a Bulgaris.
I'm not sure.
Why
can't you say that? I don't know. And the third answer he says basically it could be either one. I mean, the Gemara is not making a decision whether it's a Kanusa or Karusa. That's a final answer, I guess, over the rhyme. Okay, let's review what went on here, though, before we go to the Amud Beis. So we have three opinions again by Shemar Yavam. Rabbi Eliezer says the Yavam have full rights to be made for the Dharm. Rabbi Kiva says neither one have any rights. And Rabbi Shua thinks that one Yavam has a right, but two Yavam don't have rights. So as far as it was, the Gemara told us, according to Rabbi Kiva, is the easiest. There's no Zika. There's no connection, which Ran said there's not a strong connection. So neither Yavam, whether it's one or two, have the rights to be made for the Dharm. Rabbi Shua thinks that there is a Zika. There's a strong bond. but it's only when there's one person with one Yavam that creates the bomb. But if there are two, Ein Berir, we don't know which one is going to get that Zika. Therefore, if two, they don't have the right to make from the Dharm. The question was, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer held that if you did Mimer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishamai, which by the way, that's in general. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beishamai. That's why we say Rabbi Eliezer, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we call him Shmosihi. Machlok is what that means. Rashi tells us all over Shas. One opinion is that he's Shmosi, he was placed in Warren Bamatziah, he was in Chayrim. They Shmosi, it's a Shamta. And one opinion thinks, no, he was a Shemai, she was a Shemaiti, or whatever, Shema, whatever you call a Talmud of a Shammai. That's why he's called it. So he holds like Beishamai, which works out well. He did a Mimer. Beishamai holds Mimer, it's Kona Kinin Gamor. So that's the situation when the two Yavamim, one of the Yavamim perform Kinin Mimer, and is Kona with the rights to be made for the Dharm. Mishu rejected that and said that only makes sense if there's one person there. But if there are two people, two Yavamim, the Mimer is not strong enough. Because if I perform Yavam, my brother could still give a get and Bia and prohibit me from my initial Mimer. So that's not even a strong Mimer. So we don't know that Rabbi Elis' response to that.
Is it over?
It sounds like it's over. And then finally, the last part of the Gemara was, according to Rabbi Elazar, who had a qualification of Beishamai. Beishamai is mimer, it's not a real mimer, it's only really to push off the tzara. Then you have to make a very, very narrow kimta, that the situation where you're two yavamim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, two yavamim, one yavam performed mimer, and then the time came to get married, he didn't want to get married, she took him to Bezin, he ran away from Bezin, so she now, the Bezin says, you have to pay her money, he's not willing to pay the money, but in her eyes, since he owes her money, they're considered married, and when she takes another, she has das of him, that when she takes another, it's dependent on him, even though he ran away.
Why do we have to put it in that case, and in general, if he's high up, he's an osea, you can say that...
Because there's no nisuin.
Okay.
So what...
So it's the same case as when an arusa after 12 months.
But at least there was erison. There was erison, which gives him some rights. Here... According to this opinion, there might be no rights.
We held that it's like almost like a tnai, right? It's not like
right. Well, that was that last Rami saw at the end, right. Whether it's a tnai or it's some koach. But here, midiraisa, Zika alone won't give him the rights to be made for the nadarm. So there's no deraisas to talk about.
So what creates now the situation that Beis Din actually is, that there's a chiyuv, would that change?
So since Beis Din gives a chiyuv, so if we take, let's say, this statement of kol noderes al das, bayil noderes, take it as face value, it's a tanai, it's her das. So when she takes another, so she has in mind that he's going to make the decision.
But my question is, let's say, that the yabam is chayav mizonatea, is midaraisa?
That chiyuv, at this stage, probably not. From based on a mimer is only din derabanan. So that mimer, which will ultimately result in a chiyuv mezonos, I don't think will be din deraisa.
Is it only chayav? Is the baal only chayav mezonatea once he makes mimer, or even before?
If no mimer was done, but the case of yibum, I don't think they could be mechayav anyone to do chiyuv mezonos. Right. Chiyuv mezonos is deraisa when they're really married.
Right.
That's certainly, and then if they're engaged in 12 months pass, according to Ben Yeshua, that's also deraisa. But many posts think that's only derabanan. Also, this case where they have zika, which might be deraisa, but it doesn't zika does not mechay mezonos when they're two yavamim at least. So this chiy mezonos to me would seemingly only be din derabanan, but it does make a difference because in her das, since right. He's responsible, that's enough to give him the ability to be made for the nadar,
which is also a little bit. No, because this is something midrabanan, and he's made for something midraisa.
Right, but it's because on the deraisa level it depends on her das.
Right.
So it doesn't make a difference what's driving her das, as long as her das is driven somewhere, that could create a deraisa hafara, the ability to do a hafara. Okay, now going on to Amud Beis now. Gemara says in the top Tanan, quotes from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'im, so Rabbi Eliezer held that whether it's one or two Yavamim, they have the right to be made for the Nadarim. So he said in the Mishnah, Ma'im Isha Shekana Las Maharehu Mefer Nadara, a man who acquires a woman, it's a man-made action, if you will, has the ability to make for the Nadarim. So an Isha Shehikna Lo Min Shemayim, a woman, in the case of Shemer Yavam, who's being acquired through the Din of Shemayim, it comes automatically, Eino Din Shemefer Nadara. It's not obvious, there's not a kavachomer that the Yavam should have the right to be made from the Dharma. It should be a strong acquisition because Shemayim is the one who's instituting it. V'b'sha'asa b'maymer k'nal asmo hu Shekhan al-Atmo. So again, I b'shas ha-maimer, if it's a case where he performed the maimer, Shekhan al-Atmo hu. So he's buying himself. It's not a case of kana mishamayim. If we're now making okimta within the world of Rabbi Eliezer where he did the mimer, it's a kana asma. It's not kana mishamayim. So Gemara says, no, it's shakana la'atma ayde shamayim. No, it's both. He acquired through mimer on his own, but with the prerequisite of the shamayim. The shamayim set the stage, and he just followed what shamayim had set the stage. So it's not a purely kinin miasma. So Gemara tried rejecting it, and the Gemara ended up saving that. You could still give that answer of Mimer in either one of the answers before him. Or says, okay, in light of this, Tifsho answer, Diboy Rabba, the question Rabba had. Rabba had the following question. This we saw in the Gemara Nivamos. Mimer le Beis Shammai erisin osa o nusun osa. When a person does Mimer, according to Beis Shammai, who holds Mimer works, does it create an erisin, or does it even create a nusun? So what's the answer? We should be tifshot to nesu'in osa. It must be that it performs nesu'in. Why? Di'i erisin osa. If it only performs erisin, ha'tanan, this is what the Ran was alluding to before, I guess. Ha'tanan, the Mishnah tells in the beginning of this perek, Nara hamurasa, a girl who's engaged from the age of 11 to 12 and a half is engaged. Avia ubala mefirin nidera. Both the father and the husband together, in partnership, in tandem, are the ones who are being made for the nidar. But here, it seems to indicate by the Mimer that the Yavam is acting on his own to be made for the Dharma. There's no mention of the father here at all. So when is it true that the Yavam can act on his own, the husband can act on his own, only when this is soon? So it must be, if we're reading this Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amnaf, within the world of Rabbi Eliezer, that we're talking about a Mimer, and then only the husband has the right to be made for the Dharma, not the father, so it must be the Mimer creates a Nisun. That's the suggestion of answering that child. And the Gemara says, no. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Yefer, what does it mean Yefer? It doesn't mean Yefer on his own. You're right, it doesn't say Mefirn. It says Yefer in the singular. But still, the way we interpret it is, Yefer b'shutves, it could be Mefer together. That the husband's not doing this on his own, the Yavim's not doing this on his own, the Yavim's doing this in partnership with the father. And therefore, there's no answer to the Shiloh of whether Maimer does a Erisin and a Suin. It's still an open question. You could interpret our Mishnah in either direction. Okay. Still good? Oh, I saw there's a lot of rounds here, by the way, that was lagging from the previous Amud. I see, by the way, the Ron, the wide line just talks about maybe your question about Bulgaris. Okay, there's a long run here on the bottom. And we'll do it afterwards, we'll see. Okay. The Gemara now continues. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says the same idea, which is Kirebi, Ami, Shemeres Yavam, Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Yishnei Yavamim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yefer, consistent with our Mishnah, whether it's one Yavam or two Yavamim, they could perform Hafara. If Yeshua Omer Lechav L'Shaim, only one Yavam, because then there's Zika. But if there's two, even though there's in Zika in general, there's no Brera, so that's not going to work. Only one will work. And finally, Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Lechav L'Shaim, it won't work either way, because Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. So Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Im Isha Shein Lo Chelek Ba, Ad Shlo Tavo L'Shuso, Mishabasa L'Shuso Nigmar Lo. Isha, we'll reread this in a second. Isha Shliyesh Lo Chelek, Ad Shlo Tavo L'Shuso, Mishabasa L'Shuso, Eno Din Shetigmar Lo. What's this far again? So Rabbi Eliezer is giving a different far than the Mishnah says. Again, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma im Isha, a woman, She'ain lo chelik ba, that the husband has no rights to her, Ad shelo tavo l'reshuso, until she gets into his reshus.
But in that case, he can actually, if she's a Rusa, he can actually be made for with the father.
Which case are you going back on?
He's talking about a woman, a regular woman, when she's a Rusa.
Regular woman,
she's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's read again. So, okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma im Isha she'en la chelik ba, in the case where the Arus, exactly, of a woman who's an Arusa, that the Arus has no chelik in her through Kedushin. all Kedushin does, right, based on the Gemara in Kedushin, tells us what does Kedushin do. It's making her hektesh. Asar kuli amah, the Gemara says, in what Gimel Amud Beis, I think it is, that she's asar to everybody. Kedushin just designates her to you, but doesn't permit her to you. So again, ma'imisha she'ein lo chelik ba ad shlo tavar l'shusu. Until there's actual marriage, you have no rights to her. But
no,
still,
I think it's according to this, it's not like that. The plumber arus, it says im bemikre shel isha regila amar arusa she'ein lo levala ba ad shlo tavar l'shuto al yedei erusin. But I think it's a mistake here. I think you're right.
Yeah, Tosfos says that she's saying
she's what?
Tosfos says that he's suing.
So that's what I would imagine.
Yeah. No, it's a mistake. I'm sure it's a mistake.
My mistake says the same thing as yours, actually. Also, side the condition.
What's wrong with your sin?
Because it's already talking. Here says Tomar Arusa.
Yeah.
She'en lo chelek ba ad she'lo tavo l'rishuto al yedei erusin.
He never had any. Never had a relationship with her.
Yeah, prior to this, there
was no relationship.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Ron says also on 9.
It's on 9
hand.
Because
you have to read it in a different way.
Okay, so you're saying, let's take the Ron then. The Ron says, someone who's engaged before engagement, before Kiddushin, there was no Chelek Ba.
Right, there was no relationship at all.
Okay, fine. So let's take this. Let's work with this. So again, Ma Imisha She'ein Lo Chelek Ba Ad She'lo Tavo L'Shusa. Before they got engaged, there was no relationship at all. But mishibash the shusa, when there's a kiddushin, nigmar lo isha,
nigmar lo.
So then she, and then it's complete that he has the right now to make from the nadarm b'shutvis. And isha she yesh lo chelak ad shlo tavol shuso. So a woman who he had a chelak before he entered. I mean the case of the zika
prior to maimer,
they had some chelak, and now before the maimer. Now mishibash the shuso, you're saying ali de maimer.
Right.
And you know, din shetig merlo, is it not obvious that since it had a previous relationship, Maimer should certainly solidify this relationship?
That's why it's a right to Rabbi Ami.
Aha. But it's a right to Rabbi Ami, who held that the Maimer, the case of Maimer.
Right.
Aha, okay. Very good. So that's what the Ron all says. You're saying on the Ein Hey, he says all this. Okay, see that. So then the response back is, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, lo, not true. Im amres pe'isha, if you're going to say by a woman, shekana hu la'atzmo, that he himself, the Arus, has done the acquisition. Shekashem she'ein lo chelek ba, kach ein lachem chelek ba. Just like he had no rights to her before the Kedushin, so too no others had rights to her either. She was completely single and free. Tomar bi'isha shehikna lo min shemayim. So you're going to say by a woman who's been acquired through the koach of shemayim. Just like this Yavam had rights to her, so too others had rights to her as well. So in this case, there are competing individuals who owns her. Is there a rhyme on this one? There's no rhyme explaining Rabbi Kiva's response. Let's see. Rabbi Kiva just pointing out that in the case of Yavamim, now this only works for two people though, not one. If there's two Yavamim, since they're competing brothers, who's going to get her? So therefore he won't have any rights. As opposed to the case of Kedushin, there's no one else competing for her. But what's he going to say about one person? If there's only one Yavam? I guess that's going to be Rabbi Shu's response. What? Right. So Gemara says, where'd we go? Amarlo. Rabbi Shua says, Akiva, Tarecha b'shnei yivamim. What you're saying makes a lot of sense when the two yivamim, where they're competing with each other. What are you going to say when there's only one yavam who's competing for? There's no competition. It's all him. So in that case, it should be hikna l'mishmaim without any competition. So Amarle, klum chelkenu ayav mechad v'ashnei yivamim. This is Rabbi Kiva responding back. There's no distinction whether there's one or whether there's two. Bein shasa b'maimer, bein shalosa maimer, ukshar dvarim, kein nedarim. So What's his response? Let's see, the Ron's still on the next page here. Right, so the Ron just simply says, Kishar Dvarim Kin Dharma, the next page. Mishar Dvarim Atalama. You learn this from other halachas. She'ena Yavam Meifin Adereha. By other halachas, you can learn that a yavam can't be made for the nadarim. Why? Sharei l'shar dvarim with respect to other halachas ain't a karusa. We don't view them as being engaged. Also, b'maimer uknufarish l'kaman. Like we'll see later on. We'll have to wait for tomorrow for this. Afla farish nadarim came sheino karusa so ve'ino made for nadarav afil b'shutvis. So just like we find elsewhere that there's no distinction of one yavam and two yavamim, maimer no maimer, nothing happens by other halachas. So too by farish nadarim, there should be no koach of the yavam to do a farish nadarim. Yeah, we're all good. I feel like it's a little silent here. It's interesting. People are processing, absorbing this. Waiting until it's over. Okay, fine. I'll just keep going then. Gemara says, last line, B'loshon hazeh, Amar ben Azai. So in this language, this
I'm
text,
sorry,
yeah.
It says Shar Devarim. What is the...
So the Ron doesn't tell us which other Devarim, but Chi Mizonos probably. Right, apparently tomorrow the Gemara is going to complete the statement of Rabbi Akiva. We're going to fill in some of the holes here. If you want, we could do it today, get to the Mishnah. If you want to complete this sigya today, we have 10 minutes, it's up to you. But it sounds like tomorrow we're going to, either today if you want, you let me know. We'll read this last line, you tell me if we should keep going. So the Gemara says, B'lashon hazeh Amar ben Azai. Ben Azai said it over in the following way. Chava alecha ben Azai shlo shimashta es Rabbi Akiva. So he said it was a chaval on himself that he was not Mishamish Rabbi Kiva at all. So I guess Ben Azai liked the response back to Rabbi Kiva. We don't know what the response is.
Well, no.
Well, I don't understand the response entirely. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We know
the response. I don't understand why Ben Azai is so impressed with this response.
Uh-huh, exactly. Right. Okay. So, should we take it to the mission once we're in the Sugya? And we have 10 minutes? So the Gemara says, I think it's supposed to be, that's what the Ron said, it's going to be explained, or the Masifta said. Okay, let's see what happens. Tani Kavasa de Rabbi Ami. There's a Brisa that supports Rabbi Ami. Again, Rabbi Ami is the one who said that Mimer, right?
My time.
I skipped a line. Oh. My time, it's Rabbi Kiva, my.
No?
So my tanya, my tanya kavas to Rabbi Ami. What's the brisa that's like Rabbi Ami?
Let me see that.
What's the proof? The katani bain shasa ba maimer bain shlasa maimer. When Rabbi Kiva was giving his response back, he said whether a maimer was done, whether no maimer was done, either way the yavam has no rights to make for the nadarim. So that's the raya.
So you see what the Rabbi Lazar was talking about where maimer was done.
Uh huh. Okay, we still don't get the response of Rabbi Kiva, though, but we at least do see where we're in the world of Maimer. That's Rabbi Elazar's understanding.
So Tanya Kavasa Royami is a question.
Right.
What's
the
Raya
there?
Right. What was
our
Raya?
Where is the
Raya? The Raya is the fact that Rabbi Kiva said whether Maimer was done, whether Maimer wasn't done. Why do you have to make that statement? You're making that statement in response to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar assumed you were talking about Maimer. Because he says, whether no mimer done, whether even a mimer was done, I don't care. There's no kinyan that's taking place here, and the yavam has no right to be made for the nadar.
Right, the fact that he mentions it, it shows that he heard it from Rabbi Elazar.
Exactly. Then the Gemara says further, Inami, another explanation, another raya from this brisa was, Me Reisha, from the beginning, forget the response of Rabbi Kiva. From the Reisha, the Katani, the Reisha says what? Mishinichas al Rishuso, when it enters into the Rishus, Nigmara lo. So that was that case. This is the initial statement of Rabbi Eliezer. When she enters the Rishus, it's complete. V'delo Kaddish, my Nigmar Alo. If there's no Kedushin, what was Nigmar? What was Gomer there? Tif Shemunei Kisha Asa Ba Mimer. We must answer, it's referring to Mimer.
That's how the Ron explained the first part of that. Praise that. That he was comparing Erison to Mimer, right? That someone prior to, though a woman prior to Erison is nothing, then after Erison, he has some rights in Hafara, and then that's compared with the Yavam who prior pre-Mimer, doesn't it? It's not
Zika.
Has some Zika.
Uh-huh.
And so certainly after Mimer, that only increases his capacity.
Okay, so that's how the Ron understood initially. Okay.
The second stage by Yavam has to be Mimer. There's no further
stage.
Unless they're actually married, right. In which case, of course, they can go far.
Okay, let's just look at the Ron. How the Ron says it. The last few narrow lines in the Ron here on Ein Hayim Aleph Inami. He says Meireshit the Katani Mishenichsal Rishutz Al Nigmar Lo Hai Lishna Lav Dafka can be taken literally. The Habilei Lasuya Isha Sheish Lachelak Ba'ach Lo Tavol Rishuso Mishibas Rishuso Ino Din Shetigmar Lo Reish Milsenaket. Okay, nothing really there. Okay, but the only way to interpret that first line of Rabbi Eliezer was working with Mimer. So we see clearly that from the Reish as well, Rabbi Eliezer was working within the world of Mimer. Okay, so that's the Raya. Now we're going to come back to understand the position of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had this very cryptic response. So he asks your question, Ricky, Mai v'chashar dvarm, kein nadarm, dekatani. Rabbi Kiva says, the reason why I think when there's one Yavam or two Yavam, they have no right to be made from the Dharm, because just like other halachas, a Yavam has no rights to the Shomer's Yavam, so to nadarm. So what are these other dvarm? So Amar Rav, Rav explains, Hachi katani, the way you understand Rabbi Kiva is, Iyatamode shein chayim skila, Kinar Murasa, are you not going to agree to me that if this woman's mezana with another man, she will not get skila, and therefore she's not really viewed as a Nar Murasa? There is no real bond between the Yavam and the Shomer's Yavam. Again, the Raya is, if she's mezana with another person, there is no skila. It's not like Nar Murasa.
Even if you did Mimer.
Even if Mimer was done, nothing was solidified to create a situation of skila. So to buy the Nadarim, nothing's been solidified to allow the Yavam to be Mefer, the Nadarim. And then comes along Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains, Ma'asisa Nami Deka, our Mishnah is also quite exact. Ein Yavama Gemura Li'isha Kishem Sherusa Gemura Li'isha. The Yavama, that's what the Mefarish already explained, we saw in the Mishnah in the beginning, the Yavama that's been done, the Yavama that's been done, for rather, Ein Yavama by Zika, the Zika is not strong enough as the Arusa is. Arusa is strong in that, remember that Rashi, the Mefarish, we saw on the side, he spoke about this, he explained that line, was referring to the case of Skila. But that's how the Gemara is learning, Rav Ashi is learning the Mishnah also. So let's read the Ran now. The Ran says, if you go two medium-wide lines up, Kishem. The Ran says, Kishem Sharusa Gemur Leisha. Darusa Beskila Imzinta. If a woman gets engaged and then she's Mizana, she gets Skila. But not when it comes to Zika and Shomer Yavam, there would not be any Skila. It would only be a Lav at worst. So, Lenin Halacha, what's the bottom line? Kaim Lan Krebi Kiva, De'enu Mefer Lo Lecha Lo Lishayim. That there is no Zika, and therefore the Yavam has no right to be made for the Nadarm, whether it's one or two. Ve'avagav the Kaim Lan Yesh Zika, even though we pass there is Zika. Ulael Persian at time of the Rabbi Kiva Mishum Disrila Ein Zika, there's a stira. Rabbi Kiva's basis is Ein Zika. We pass like Rabbi Kiva. But in general, the Gemara Yavamas tells us we pass that there is Zika. Iklamemar Hani Mila Bekamid Aisila Hachbraisa. Maybe this was all before this Brisa came along. Maybe that an issue when we said Rabbi Kiva's understanding was that there is no Zika, that was only the beginning. But once we end up concluding, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that there is Zika. But still, Matzi Amar Dulayefer. But still, even though there is Zika, he might hold that the Yavam has no right to be made for the Nadarm. Why? The Zika is there, but it's not strong enough. In order for one to perform Hafaris Nadarm, you need to have a Karusa. Zika exists, it creates some bond, but doesn't how. That's part of the Bachelor, because we saw in Yavamos. How strong of a Zika is created. So Rabbi Kiva holds a very diluted form of Zika. The came into Kal Sinan Be'azai, Ben-Azai, the Rebbe Kiva. Since Ben-Azai was praising Rebbe Kiva, Bezachin le Rebbe Elzar, Rebbe Shur, that he had bested them in this debate, Bedina de lo hadre le mida naktina kavas, be paskin like Rebbe Kiva. V'chein pasuk Rambanzal. Umestap Gali, the Ran concludes with the following suffix. Came in the Yavim lo matzi mefer ab the makam Yavim in Erisin, I matzi mefer olo. Since the Yavim is not allowed to be mefer, can the father now be Mefer in the case of Erison? So if the woman got married and then her husband died and there's Yivum, the father has no say, because once the daughter gets married, he's off limits. But let's say she gets engaged, her husband dies, and now there's a case of Yivum. So we already concluded that the Yavam doesn't have any rights to be Mefer according to Rabbi Kiva. But does the father have the rights? She never left his Rishus because it was only Erison. So maybe he should have the full rights. Because the Yavam's out of the picture, we just concluded, like Rabbi Kiva.
There's cases where we said the husband dies in the Sroknal or Shursahav. It didn't qualify it and say, it depends if there's a Yavam, if there's no Yavam.
So that'd be a great Raya, seemed that he should have full rights. Right, very good. So that's what he says. Liyadana achrusa b'hamilsa. I don't know what the psak is. Miu. Mistavrili dinadarim shenadar b'beisaviyah o b'oda arusa matzi mefila. Seems to the Ram that any nether she made while being in the house of the father, or while she was engaged, he has the rights to do it. Why? D'ha kol hecha d'leka aris meisabal nisokta rishla'av. Right, that very case you just said. B'v'hacha came to lo zacha yavam. He doesn't exist. What he's not sure about is the case is any nadarim that she makes after the Misa, while she's a Shemesh Yavam, there he's not sure about. Once the first Aris had witnessed it, then it doesn't pass on to the later Aris. Here too also, since the Yavam cannot be Yorish, if you will, the Nidarim that were seen by the first Aris by his brother, so the father had the same din. But miu, this is a suffix. But nedarim shenadar b'rishus yavam, that which was made after the misa during shemesh yavam period, akati mistabikli. I still don't know the answer. Zemashinir libezen. That's how it seems to me. Within a misa tzarchiin b'dik b'divrei rishonim. You have to look a little bit further to get a real psak halacha. Okay.
Shkaya.
Tomorrow, I guess we'll start from the Mishnah.